Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English Pronunciation Podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to pronounce the consonant J. This consonant is very common in English, and learning to pronounce it correctly is an important step in speaking English with an American accent. Depending on what your first language is, you may find it difficult to pronounce this sound. More specifically, if your first language is Spanish, French, Korean, Japanese, German, or Scandinavian, you may find it especially difficult to pronounce this sound. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to pronounce the consonant J accurately, like a native speaker. We're also going to practice this sound in some key words and common American expressions and idioms. So let's begin by learning how to pronounce the sound J. In order to pronounce the sound J, you want to press the tip and the blade of your tongue against the gum ridge. The gum ridge is the bump on the roof of your mouth. Press your tongue firmly. The sides of the tongue should be touching the side teeth. Stop the airflow completely until the pressure builds up, and then release quickly. When you pronounce J, your lips should be protruded slightly. They should be slightly forward and pushed outward. Let's practice saying J in two steps. Step 1. Press your tongue tip and tongue blade firmly against your gum ridge. Exhale, but block the airflow completely with your tongue. Feel the air pressure build. Step 2. Release quickly and vocalize while doing so. Let's try that. Press. Release, vocalize. J. Press. Release, vocalize. J. In podcast number 32, we learned about stop consonants and continuant consonants. J is a stop because the airflow is stopped by our tongue. However, some experts consider J a combination of a stop and a continuant because after we release our tongue, there's a split second when the air is flowing between our tongue tip and gum ridge. In podcast number 30, we learned about voiced and voiceless consonants. J is a voiced consonant because our vocal folds vibrate when we say it. Here's a common mistake you want to avoid. Make sure that your tongue tip is on the ridge. A common mistake students make is to press their tongue too far forward near the teeth. Press further back to get that full and warm sound Americans make when they say J. If your tongue is too far forward, it will sound like J. But if it's further back, on the ridge, it will sound like J. Please listen and repeat. J. J. In this next exercise, we're going to combine J with some key vowels of English, which we've covered in previous podcasts. Please listen and repeat. Pay careful attention to your form. G. J. 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 Joe. jaw. You may find that some of these combinations may be more difficult than others. You may also find that these combinations are not too difficult. That's because in the previous examples, j was falling on a stressed syllable. However, when j falls on an unstressed syllable, as in the words budget or region, it's far more difficult. For this reason, we'll learn and practice j in unstressed syllables in a future and separate podcast. In this next exercise, we're going to practice some key words which contain the j sound. Pay careful attention to your form. Make sure that your tongue presses against the ridge firmly and stops the air completely before releasing. Please listen and repeat. Jet. John. Joke. Jazz. Jew. Judge. Adjust. Jealous. Gentle. Gesture. In this next exercise, we're going to practice some common American expressions and idioms which contain the j sound. Please listen and repeat. Enjoy your meal. I'm jonesing for a hot dog. Jen and John are joined at the hip. That team is no joke. The best way to learn a new sound is to practice it slowly. In fact, the secret to speaking English clearly and quickly is practicing slowly and accurately. Learning to speak English with a standard American accent is a gradual process, but if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you check out my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training MP3s contains all the sounds of English, with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You'll learn how to pronounce the sound just like a native speaker, and then practice it in words and common expressions and idioms that Americans use all the time. You get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Every lesson also comes with a complete transcript in PDF, so you can read along if you want. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specially designed it for that purpose. Download Best Accent Training today and practice your pronunciation wherever and whenever you want to. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. I'd be happy to hear from you. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.